أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, before we look at Dua Umm Dawood, which is also known as Dua Istiftah, a little bit on Dua. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. When my slave asks you about me, I am very near. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. I answer the call of the caller when he calls on me. Falyastajibu li. So they should answer my call. Wal yu'minu bi, and believe in me. La'allahum yarshudun, so that they may walk in the right way, and I'll paraphrase it, towards their full potential. The root of the word da'a is da'a, which means to call. You can only call if there's inherently within you an energy which will bring about an answer. From where the question came, the answer will come. The caller is calling upon one entity. He is able to call because he has an energy within him, which is in the form of life. It is the source of desire of the direction of the call. What you are calling upon is rooted in what enables you to call. With experience, we realize that you can only call on one who can hear you, who has the ability to respond and help, and is also on your side. In essence, dua is to attract something to yourself through your words and voice. Allama Tabatabai says, it's to ask a favor for someone who is higher in rank than yourself. We will also find out that we will only call on that which we know is realizable. If a person, for example, makes a sincere dua for a better house, his intention will then be to acquire a better house. And in time, that intention will find a way of manifesting outwardly in acquiring the knowledge to be able to earn that house. By that expectation, one uncovers the means to acquire what we've been asking for. And on this, the Quran is very clear. There must be a means for these things to occur. Say the Maryam had to shake the palm. The dates would not drop without that. We must do something for our rizq to come to us. That is sustenance. It is maximum efficiency when you know precisely how to do it and when to do it. It is all about dawa and dua. Our whole heritage is founded on dua because it unifies us in wanting to improve our source which causes us to act. It causes the improvement of our basic motives. It lifts us higher and higher, and we recognize the limitations that exist. And once these limitations are recognized, then there are no disappointments. So let's see what we ask for in Dua Umm Dawood. After the praise and glory and honor of Allah, we send blessings on the Prophet, on the angels, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, and the others. Blessings on all the other prophets, on the A'imma. And then we list the attributes of Allah, the Asma'ul Husna. Okay, now let's see what we ask for. We ask for refuge. We confess our sins. We ask for forgiveness and tranquility. And we tell him, this is the dua of one who expects help from you, but was betrayed, abandoned by his friends, and therefore the agony is awful, and he turns to you pleading for protection. We ask in the name of the sacred month, which is Rajab. We say, was'aluka bihormati hadha shahr, the sacred house, the sacred city. And then my favorite part where he says, Ya mawahaba la Adam ashitha, O he who granted sheath to Adam, Ismail and Ishaq to Ibrahim, who brought back Yusuf to Yaqub, O he who dispelled the sorrows that distressed Ayyub after his tests and trials, O he who returned Musa to his mom and made Khizr grow in his wisdom, O he who gave Suleiman to Dawood, Yahya to Zachariah, Isa to Maryam, O he who looked after the daughters of Shu'aib, O he who took charge of the safety of the child of the mother of Musa. And using these intercessions, we then say, I beseech you to absolve me from all my sins, to set me free from punishment, to give me your approval, your protection, your favors, your pardon, and your sanctuary. Untie me from the links that connect me with those who wrong me. Throw open for me all the avenues of progress. Make light the burdens that trouble me. Make easy the difficulties that press so hard upon me. And remove all that which keeps me away from you. And finally, the last section is a global dua. Relieve the world of injustice. This is followed by a sajda where you say, Allahumma laka sajadtu bika. I prostrate myself before you. I believe in you. So have mercy on my helplessness, on my struggle against difficulties and my desperation. If you cannot do the amal, at least this dua, a little bit of it, just read it. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to reach out to Him in need and to strive to reach our full potential. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.